Christopher Rowntree is artistic director of one of the most exciting new music ensembles on the West Coast called Wild Up. If that name conjures images of a band of musical outlaws from the old Wild West, well, that's not far from the truth. Chris has led the group on some fantastic adventures. They've performed at Walt Disney Concert Hall and the Colburn School. They've opened for singer-songwriter Julia Holter. And they've collaborated with the Icelandic Women's Choir that toured with Björk. There's a distinctly democratic spirit to the group, to how they function as a collective. I asked Chris to talk about his original vision for Wild Up and what they've been up to recently.
I went to the University of Michigan for graduate school. And upon leaving Michigan, there was a question of, like, what is the next step? What leads to the career I want? What is the career I want? What is that full of? What I realized is that I wanted to be creative immediately. And so I wasn't sure what that looked like. And what it ended up looking like is Wild Up. So Wild Up came out of a bunch of questions. A group of friends getting together and asking questions about what we wanted orchestra to feel like. And we're not really an orchestra, but the big friend group that is Wild Up now came out of those questions. Like, who would like to do this type of work, which is work that has no boundary in terms of what etiquette looks like at a concert, work where all types of music are presented next to one another, which is offensive in all directions, actually. I think that classical music people are so entrenched about what classical music is. And then new music folk, they really don't like doing things like if you do a cover of Andrew Bird, they think that that's not so artful. So I wasn't realizing that I was asking people to, like, offend their friends in all directions. But what happened is that, like, if you throw that really wide net and you make everything valid, then the palette of who is interested in what you're making, just it opens the door wide open to that.
What are you programming for Wild Up? Like, what's the music on the table that you just want to shout out and share with everyone?
We just did a U.S. premiere of a piece by Kate Moore called Clepsydra. And the Clepsydra is like a water clock. So in this piece, there's a water sculpture that has all these different tempi, and we have to build this thing. And there's some really, really beautiful sounds. And there's this one sound where two of the brass players lift up these bicycle wheels that are prepared with all these paper clips and turn them, and the falling paper clips make this incredible sound. We did it almost in the dark as well. Which just feels like time is being pulled. Feels like you've entered a texture and then you're in it for the entire duration of the piece. We did a piece of Ted Hearn's called Lob Mosaics, which the recording just came out. And all of the movements cut up older music and kind of tear them apart. So the second movement is called Palindrome for Andrew Norman. Andrew and Ted are incredible friends, and it's actually part of Andrew's music, part of his trio, which is just remarkable. And then cuts from Bach that are all taken apart. Cuts from Mahler that are taken apart. This kind of big Hollywood music that interjects for a second. The complexity that Ted has, jumping from style to style to style and doing them all well. And when you look at the score, it's a thing of immense beauty.
What was the first score that totally intimidated you and you mastered it?
Wow, good question. Well, I mean, when you start conducting every score is like that. Like, you're marking phrases in Mozart going like, no, like, does the phrase begin on the first bar or the second bar? This is crazy. Is it possible? I remember I'm just doing Mozart 40 again. And the first time I did Symphony number 40, you get to the last movement. And I was like, what is harmony? What is this? There's a lot of accidentals here. There are 11 pitches here. This is a 12-tone row. This is a 12-tone row. And I was like screaming, I was like at a coffee shop, thinking like this is profound. The profundity of this, of these bars, even in classical music, there's so much to find there. Our brains don't hear that anymore, I don't think, because we're so used to, we're just like, oh, this is classical music. We hear it as classical music. But if one could actually communicate the profundity of that gesture of putting a 12-tone row at the beginning of a development,
I could look at your work, like your composer as well as a conductor, and say, wow, Wild Up is the perfect vehicle for you to arrange things, to write music, to also get up on the podium and conduct. But over the course of your programming, it's not just you. Other members of your group get featured and have their compositions premiered. So I wonder if you could talk about that. It seems like a different idea or a different model than many new music ensembles that I know.
From the beginning in Wild Up, I wanted to make sure that it was about all of our collective work. And I wanted it to be a really a vehicle for everybody to succeed in the way that they wanted to succeed. You know, we have the word collective kind of loosely attached to the name. Each member of the group that composes, they're going to get their own show that they work on. And all of their work will be intertwined with everything else that's happening. So I think the idea of collective is definitely there. It's like a very West Coast thing. A New York friend sent me an article and said, you know, it kind of seems like Wild Up is a cult. Like, you should read this article. It said, all your startups should feel like cults. And in Los Angeles, we have this huge history of cults. You know, and there's something about that, which is interesting. I'm like a group of people that believe so significantly in something, and it's like part of their way of life. Of course, this is not 100% what Wild Up is, but that's there in some percentage, and that we're all aware of that.
I am interested, though, what are the challenges?
We're really moving from being a garage band to entering like the way that people do classical music in the United States. And so my goal for us is to retain as much of the spirit of the garage band as we enter something that's more organized and more solid. But also it needs to feel free. And I'm not sure how those come together. And eventually I would love for people to come see us not because of the program, just because they want to see us. It's kind of like a rock band. Like, you don't know what they're going to play. You just know that you like them. And so can you identify with that type, that aesthetic, and what you think the experience will be like? And so you try. It's like trust, like curatorial trust.
What interested you in conducting to begin with?
Conducting is the way you teach in music. All the great conductors have been teachers, actually. And it's a tricky thing when you're young because you can't be a teacher. You have to just be cool. It's this weird line where you have to zone in with them in a way that is the way that they want to experience it. Like, conducting is all psychological. It's like people say that I'm clear. They say, wow, you're so clear. Thanks. I mean, I know exactly where I am. I don't think it's about being clear. I think it's that people start to feel like loved. Like, it's about, I mean, it's just like anything. It's like people really need to feel loved, right? And so when you look at somebody and give them a gesture like, I love you, there's something about that that the comfort level goes way up, and the level of joy that they can have while just being able to do their individual job, which is incredibly difficult, it makes that job easier.
Chris Rowntree will work to make it easy for the musicians of Wild Up as they prepare to perform a live film score accompaniment this coming January. They'll be joined by the Wordless Music Orchestra in performing Mika Levy's original score for Under the Skin. That event will take place January 6th at the Regent Theater in Los Angeles. Composer Mika Levy will conduct.